from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Back in, everybody. It is Sports Daily. Got our Cody Jinx giveaway going here. Cody to the short code 20357. That text is the way to win those. This portion of the program brought to you by Crestview Country Club. A great place, Tommy, if you're looking for a place to go watch the game tonight. You could go catch the first half, have a beer over at Crestview if you'd like. They'll have the game on, I'm sure.
You know, that's a really good idea. I didn't even think about that. I might have to mosey on over there and enjoy the game.
Check them out. More than great golf. It is great golf, and it is about to be the greatest golfing weather. Let's talk about KU here, Tommy. Look, it's Lindenwood. It's a 45.5 point spread. I don't know what to do with these. I think I put them in, one of those early season wacky parlays to cover, but who knows? Like, I have no idea what to expect in the game. We talked to Sri Islata yesterday about the game, and I think his two places that he really wants to watch are the offensive and defensive lines. Can they get to the place? You know, the thought is they've been maybe more athletic, more physical. They brought in the big time transfer out of A&M, all those things. So he's watching there. And then I hate to say this because we talk about it all the time. He also wants to see Jalen Daniels play through and be able to stay healthy this year. And it is a big question for him on KU. I mean, it will be nice. I don't want to see Jalen Daniels get hit, but you kind of want to see Jalen Daniels get hit. You know what I mean? Like, be able to just bounce right up, run around a little bit, see if they, throttle him at all. It'll be kind of hard to tell in this game, though, Tommy, won't it? Like, you don't want to just dump it all out for Lindenwood in normal circumstances. But in this specific circumstance with a guy who hadn't been able to play for a while, you do kind of want to see him cut it loose and go full steam ahead. I don't know what their plan on that will be. That will be interesting to watch.
I'm less interested in Jalen Daniels cutting it loose, and not that I'm not interested. I know he can do it, and so I don't have a question in my mind about whether or not he can or will do that tonight. More than anything, it's more holistically with the offense for Kansas, because we haven't really talked about this at all, and it's really been fairly quiet about this particular this particular situation for the last several months. This is the first game that the Jayhawks have without Andy Kotelnicki as offensive coordinator.
And we talk about K-State all the time and Colin Klein. You're
absolutely
right.
And Andy Kotelnicki is no longer with the program. And so will we see a different looking KU offense tonight? Keep in mind, a year ago, they played FCS opponent Missouri State. And if you'll recall, at halftime, it was a close game. I mean, the Jayhawks led by a touchdown at halftime against Missouri State. And, eventually KU pulled away and won by quite a bit. But it was a little bit cozier than I think the fans wanted it to be, and probably Lance Leipold, too, at halftime the last time they played an FCS opponent. That is forgotten about a lot because of the way that the season went for the Jayhawks and how, things were really pretty good for them. But the biggest thing about that game last year against Missouri State is that they did not have Jalen Daniels. Jalen Daniels did not play in the opener against Missouri State. And so knowing that Daniels, by all accounts, is a full go and they're going to let him loose against Lindenwood tonight, I don't have any doubt in my mind that he's going to run wild, because if that's not the game plan to get him ready to roll for more tougher opponents, then why play him at all in this game? He didn't play last year against the last FCS opponent.
I, I agree. I think fundamentally, and the other thing is too, you want to see how he and Grimes fit together. Grimes, new offensive coordinator that came over from Baylor, Jeff Grimes. I agree. Like, that's what I mean. Like, in a normal circumstance, you might let up, but I don't know that I want that today. Tonight. I you want to see Daniels and Grimes and how they mesh. You want to give them an opportunity to make their way through a whole game. Sorry, Lindenwood. It could get ugly, but the KU needs to do these things, not just because Grimes and the offense need the reps, right? They don't get preseason games, but because Jalen Daniels needs the reps too.
And I'm going to tell you right now that, you know, if Jalen Daniels comes out swinging and the Kansas offense flexes a little bit in the first half, I don't know if I would expect to see him necessarily in the second half. But what that shouldn't mean is just by default that there's something wrong with him. I just think that if they get out to a large lead and he doesn't go out there for maybe the fourth quarter, maybe at some point in the third quarter, I don't think that everybody should just jump to conclusions that, Jalen Daniels, something's going on. Absolutely. Because that's what happened every single time last year. For good reason. Yeah. But I think this is a completely different kind of situation. Is.
Yeah, yeah. If he leaves the game and winces off the field, that's one thing. Yeah. But that's the question to me. Is that even the right way to go? Or do you just let him go? And it is as much of there's a new offensive coordinator there that, you know, that nobody has played for yet. And he's not like somebody getting a promotion, Tommy. This is an entirely new individual that came from a totally different place. What does that look like? I won't mind at all if you see this be essentially a preseason game where the starters play all the way through. I think those reps can be valuable. And, you know, and you do have to get ready. It's Illinois week two. And I don't know. I don't know much about Illinois. I'm not going to lie to you. I don't. I'll lean on our insiders and the people that dig in and Leipold and the coaches and what they say. But I know they're a Big Ten football team. And I know that, you know, they'll be dangerous. And they have had good teams in the past. And so I would like to see KU not let off the gas at all in this game. Maybe in the fourth quarter. But I just want all the reps. I want all the reps for Daniels as he comes back from a serious injury. I want all the reps for Grimes as he's trying to work his way into an entirely new offense. I want all the reps for these lines to, you know, because the reality, I think, Tommy, is like if the lines are really good at KU this year, like if the offensive and defensive lines are good, then that, you know, like let's call them like top of the Big 12 good. If that happens, the ceiling for KU is a Big 12 championship. And it's not just the ceiling, because that's the ceiling now. But it almost becomes the expectation needs to be contending there. Their skill guys across the board, if Jalen Daniels is healthy, who's got better skill guys in the Big 12 than KU? Right? Their secondary has been one of the better secondaries for a long time, expected to be and will be. If those lines are really good, then KU's expectations alongside their schedule ought to be playing in a Big 12 championship game. Not it shifts from a maybe we could to we probably should, right? Like that's the big, and I think that's why Sharius yesterday pointed to the lines. Outside of that, and Jalen Daniels' health, there's not really a ton of questions with this team.
There is. I don't think that from a, and you mentioned the skill position players, there aren't a ton of, I think, overwhelming questions about the skill positions. That much. I mean, I know that from a running back perspective, they're loaded. I don't have a lot of doubts about the wide receiver room when you've got Lawrence Arnold and Luke Grimm and Quentin Skinner all returning. Jared Casey, you know, is back this year. That there have been a couple of players that they've had to replace, but more specifically on the line. And that's really going to be, and I know that you said that Sharius, you know, yesterday really made that his priority to watch in this game tonight, is the way that especially the offensive line develops and the defensive line too. And it's probably, I think, one thing that I want to caution folks tonight, when you're playing an opponent like Lindenwood, it's not only just like what they're going to show from a playbook perspective, but it's also more than likely, let's be real, the offensive and defensive lines for KU more than likely will outclass Lindenwood's lines. And so I wouldn't get too over the top about how well those offensive and defensive lines play tonight, because the level of competition is going to be stepped up pretty quickly, and both lines are still in a little bit of a rebuilding phase right now. I think that, you know, they have the opportunity to grow, and
but they won't be tested tonight.
So, yeah. You know, before everybody like goes crazy celebrating the line play tonight, just remember who they're playing against.
Yeah, no, I think that's...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Fair. I think it's very fair. But you just, that's what I mean. Again, if that's the, you'd like to see them get all the reps together, right? I mean, they just, like, skill-wise, you've got your backfield settled. The only question is Jalen Daniels' health, and which we're hopeful on right now. Like, it is the Lions. I just these kind of games, I don't want to say they annoy me, but they kind of annoy me. Like, I don't, because it's equitable to a preseason game, and it's not the same thing as Florida State playing Georgia Tech, right? Like, it's not that. So where you've got two high quality, like, they should beat, what's the line? 45.5. They should beat Lindenwood by 45.5, because Lindenwood shouldn't score any points on them, quite frankly. Outside of something fluky, you should cover that spread, because Lindenwood, you would hope, if you're KU, would not be able to do anything offensively. I'm excited about the game, I'll be honest, but it's because of Jalen Daniels. Like, that's, for me, that's about it. I know the lines are important. We just talked about that. I just want to see Jalen Daniels play. I just want to see him be healthy. I just want to see him do the things that he has done in, you know, 2 years ago now that make us think he's a Heisman candidate. I just can't wait to see him play football again. Last year sucked in that regard. It's a great year for KU, but that part of the year sucked. Like, it was tough to go through those questions every week, to wonder what was going on, to all the other distraction type bogus stuff anyway. I'm just excited that he can get out there and play football, because he's one of the most exciting football players in the country.
He is. And that's why, you know, even though he's dealt with significant injuries the last two seasons, you know, he still is on preseason watch lists for the Heisman.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and so
he's a top 10 Heisman candidate.
He absolutely is. And I think that there are players out there that probably have, you know, the hype and that sort of thing. But if they go down with an injury and they come back, it's not like they're reinserted at the same kind of stature that Jalen Daniels is, because I think people know his ceiling and they know that, you know, he can be a game-breaking type talent and a high-impact player. And that's what the Jayhawks are going to need. Can Kansas, let's just say worst case scenario, and Daniels does not make it through this season. I don't think that's going to happen, but you never know. And they have to go to one of the backups. Can they have the same kind of season they had a year ago? Yeah, I think they can, because they've got a lot of the same talent that they're returning. They return a lot of players this year, but that's not the expectation level for the Jayhawks. The expectation level for the Jayhawks this year is to win the Big 12 and to be in the 12-team CFP. And I think to do that, you are going to have Jalen Daniels.
They feel good, according to Sirius, about Isaiah Marshall, the freshman. And, of course, Cole Ballard, I think we're all optimistic about in what he's been able to do and could develop into. It's unfair, because the reality is, when this all started, when this turnaround started, right, we all sort of looked at it and was like, this is because of Jalen Daniels, right? I think that's a fair statement. We all watched him play and we're like, man, this Heisman kid is the reason KU's great. Then he got hurt. And then they were still good. And then last year it was like, all right, this is the year Jalen Daniels is going to take him and as far as they'll go. And then he gets hurt early and he didn't play anymore. And guess what? They're still really good. So I think it's just taken a long time for us to, because of how bad it had been at Kansas, to realize it's not just Jalen Daniels. Like, they're really good all around. He is just so good, and it's been such a weird path that we continue to focus on that, as I do too, because you think of what the sky's the limit when he's there. But it's still fine if he's not. They have been prepared, and we've seen that. They don't have Jason Bean anymore. That is a factor. But they have a couple of guys, I think, that can get them with the talent they have spread across the board to get there. That game tonight against Lindenwood, 7 o'clock. It is a 45.5 point spread. Have fun with that. 60.5 over under. Probably like the under 60.5 more, but again,
like
it's hard to.
I like to lay the points for KU, and
I like to lay the points, but it's because, like, in normal circumstances in these kinds of games, I would take the under. But KU may not let off ever at all, and I think that's probably the right decision based on what all the things we just talked about. But we'll be back to review it tomorrow. It will not be a game that we pick in our pick 'em contest tomorrow because it will be played tonight. And quite frankly, I'm pretty happy about that. 45 point spreads scare me a little bit. 869-1240, what do you think, KU fans? We're going to switch, talk a little K-State, get you ready for Saturday's game for the Cats. Tim Fitzgerald, our K-State insider, joins us when we come back. It's Sports Daily rolling into hour number two. Don't go away.
In Odyssey Sports Station, this is 97.5 and 1240 KFH, KNSS HD2 Clearwater, Wichita's most listened to sports radio.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.